If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Sometimes heavier things come up and they deserve a lot of our attention. And I think this really deserved a moment right now. I had to talk about the fact that today marks 30 years since the École Polytechnic massacre here in Montreal. And what has been coming up 30 years later is how the rhetoric surrounding the shooting has changed a lot. And it's really important for us to talk about why that is. So this year, 30 years after the attack, the city changed the wording on the park sign to refer to the mass shooting as an anti-feminist attack rather than a simply tragic event, which is what it was called for years. And I think it's every bit as important that we continue to honor the women whose lives were taken and to hopefully work toward change and call this what it was, the same way that we call attacks against any minority group exactly what they are. This gunman hated feminists, so he hated people who believe in equality for both men and women, and he took their lives because they were women and because of his disdain for women. In less than 20 minutes, he killed 14 women on that campus and changed countless lives forever. He left a list of other women's lives that he would have taken had he had more time as well. And, you know, I know that we want to feel so very progressive here in Canada and here in Quebec, and we can be in some ways. But the fact is that 30 years later, there are still aggressions, there are still microaggressions, inequalities, violence, and injustices that are overlooked and brushed to the side every single day in a million different ways because the victims are women and because the people who lose or miss out or are treated unfairly are women. And I am so thankful for the people who are trying to see this change. You know, the men who acknowledge and speak up when these things come up inspire me every single day, and I appreciate and I admire them every bit as much as I admire the women who speak up, even though they know it could change how certain people see them, or it might not be the popular thing to do, depending on who they're surrounded by. It took 30 years since this happened. And I know I'm not alone in feeling like the city did what was right. They did the right thing to call this horrific moment in Montreal history exactly what it was, which is an anti-feminist attack. 14 lives were taken, and we can't forget those lives, and we have to continue to keep their memories alive. The lives were taken because they were women. And we should all take a moment today to remember them and to also think about how we can help continue to move things forward for women here in Quebec, in Canada, and all over the world.
It's a great story, but is it true?
Time for Nikki, Sam, and Andy's To Tell the Truth.
All right, To Tell the Truth is so much fun, and on top of that, it's always the sign that the weekend is literally just hours away. Mm-hmm. You've almost made it. So every Friday right around this time, our producer arranges for a stranger to come and join us in studio. They share mostly pretty amazing stories with us, yeah. And along with your help on our text line at 92925, we have to decide whether they are in fact lying or if they came in with a truthful story, okay? So we have someone making their way in. Okay, good morning. So if you could please introduce yourself and let us know why you're here this morning.
Hey guys, my name is Misha, and I've cycled across Canada.
Nice.
Misha has cycled across Canada.
Wow.
From where to where?
From Vancouver all the way back to Montreal.
Oh, well, that. What about the East Coast? People forget the East Coast.
Yeah, we didn't go that far. We didn't make it.
Misha!
Oh. I want to know why you didn't go to the East Coast.
It hurt my Halifax heart.
Yeah, Montreal was far enough from Vancouver.
Okay, you're right. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, we're taken away from your amazing feat. If this actually is true, that is pretty impressive. It's just you missed a good chunk of Canada.
Yeah.
Why did you decide to do this?
Mostly to create awareness that we don't need to burn fuel in order to get... from one place to the other.
Wait, so when is it just recent that you did it this year?
No, this was 8 years ago.
Oh, 8 years
wow.
ago.
Yeah, and it actually started from October and lasted all the way through March.
In Canada, in the winter.
Yes.
So the worst possible months to be doing it, those are the months you chose?
Those were them.
You had some kind of special tires or something?
No, just a regular road bike.
Do you know how treacherous it gets out there? You were in Winnipeg in the winter cycling yeah. through there.
Yeah, I know. I was there.
He was there. He did.
How many flat tires did you get in those 6 months you were cycling?
Two.
That's pretty it. Good.
How many people yeah. were with you?
I was alone.
You were just 100% alone. By yourself?
By myself.
Nobody was there looking out for your safety or...
No one at all.
What did you eat?
Well, I stopped for food sometimes, and I there was nice strangers that actually stopped me along the way and offered me food and shelter.
They offered, nice. Really? Okay. So how long, how much cycling were you doing every day, and where would you sleep at night?
It depends. It started off, I was able to camp. Some days I could go up to 90 kilometers per day, and then other days when I was going against the wind, only about 45.
Did you have a cell phone with you or anything like that in case you get in trouble, in case you're out there on a cold Canadian highway all by yourself and you need help?
Yeah, absolutely. I had my cell phone.
Okay. Did you ever have to use it? Did you have to ever have to call for help?
There was never an extreme emergency, no. Except really? For when I got the flat tires. That kind of sucked.
When did you hit your first wall?
Well, the first wall was hit basically when I was going through the prairies, and that was in mid-January.
Okay.
Some of those days where it was probably minus 40 with the wind going against the wind, that's probably when I kind of wanted to stop doing that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I felt like I was already halfway home, so I had to keep going.
Yeah.
What happened to your body? You must have lost weight.
I probably lost 15 pounds doing that.
15 pounds, that's all it takes.
That's it? That's
like,
not bad,
oh, yeah. Canada.
That's probably
lose.
A tenth of my weight. So.
Okay.
That's a lot. Yeah. Wow. I already don't believe you on this.
Was there any point that you wanted to quit that you thought, you know what, this is enough, it's not worth it, I'm done? That's
well, I was wall. About to. I was about to in the prairies, and mm-hmm. then I just kept going. We were halfway there, so, you know.
Mm-hmm. You said we were halfway there?
Well, I was halfway there.
Okay.
Him and his bike.
Did you have a name for your bike?
No.
Most impressive person you met on your journey?
Was definitely a lady in Ontario that I came in frozen, and she actually made me a hot bath and a meal.
Oh, nice. My gosh.
A bath?
Yeah.
What was your favorite province to ride through?
The trek from British Columbia and through Alberta was the prettiest roads,
yeah.
But the uphill was quite intense.
BC is so beautiful. Yeah. Now, you weren't on the East Coast, obviously, but what was the worst province?
The worst province was by far Ontario, because it lasted forever.
It lasted forever.
Pretty long, yeah.
Does that mean you don't like Ontarians?
I don't mind Ontarians. My girlfriend's Ontarian, so I can't say that.
Okay, that's good.
And one of them gave him a bath.
Exactly,
so.
That is very true. Is he lying or is he telling the truth? A lot of texts at 92925.
Yeah, this one says, no way. It's Canada. It's the winter. It's a lie. Goodbye.
This text Goodbye. Says, Nikki, check his legs. I can't start looking at people's body parts to try and see if they're lying or not.
Definitely lying. There's no way he lost 15 pounds. With the amount he was biking, he should have lost 15 in the first week alone.
Oh, wow. He was too small. He would have died.
That's true. Didn't think of that. Yeah,
not a big guy.
All right. It's time for us to take our guesses. Andy, do you want to go first this week?
Yeah, I got you, Misha. You're a liar. And I'm going to say you're a liar.
That was really harsh. Poor Misha, he looks scared.
I spit it out in a very harsh way. But here's why I think you're lying. I think October to March, it seems like it's too long. It seems like that's a little bit too slow.
Okay, how long would it take you to get across Canada?
I don't know. If I can have a couple months off, we'll find out. But I also think the whole idea of raising awareness that we can get from point A to point B without cars, I think that's a little bit extreme to say we can go from one point of Canada to the other point of Canada on our bike. We know that, and we know that it would take a long time. So I don't know if you're really hitting your mark with why you did it. Not to say it wasn't a good reason, but I'm just going to say that it's not a true reason. I'm going to say you're a liar.
All right. I haven't been this torn in a really long time, Misha. You say, are you a rebel? Were you like a rebel back in the day when you were in junior high and high school?
Were
you, maybe.
You what? He looks maybe. Like a rebel. So there's this part of me that thinks he'd be like, screw it, I'm going to go do it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just going to go. And your mom was like, no, don't. Like, what are you thinking? And he was just like, I'm going to go bike across.
You've got it all played out in your
I
head
don't,
here.
I don't, but I'm going both ways on this. You did mention at one point, you said we made it like halfway or something. And that threw me off because you told me you were alone. So I already don't trust you there. You just didn't have as many, you didn't have as many details as I would have liked if I were to say that you were telling the truth, like about how exactly how long it took you to get to certain places. But again, he seems like he might not just not be a big talker. He may just be a quiet guy.
Yeah, he might not have been keeping track of those things.
Oh, okay, I have to just guess. My time is running out. So I'm going to say that you're lying. I'm going to say you're lying too, Misha. I'm sorry.
I, as someone who cycled across France in 2009, I was listening very attentively to all your answers because I've been there for real. Not lying about that part. And I'm going to say that you're telling the truth. Because when these questions, I mean, there's a lot to know if you were to make up the story. We asked you your most memorable encounter and run-ins. I mean, you to be able to know who took you in and get to make up a story about how someone drew a bath for you on the spot, I find it very hard to believe. I believe the kilometers, that there are some days that you will go 90 kilometers if you have the wind against your back, and there are other days where it feels like you're pedaling forever and you're getting nowhere. And so very accurate on that. The one thing that did throw me off was how much weight you lost, because in the 3 months that I cycled and I averaged about the same as you, I lost about 30 pounds.
He's tiny though. He has no weight to lose.
But it was still more than 10% of my body weight. So yeah, maybe that. But that was the only thing that threw me off. But maybe you threw us off on purpose because you're trying to throw some scent off the trail. But I still say that you're telling the truth, because you came back with answers to a lot of different questions that were coming at you from many different angles.
Okay. All right. We're all on the edge of our seats. People on the edge of their car seats. Misha, are you lying or are you telling the truth?
I'm lying.
Yes, I knew it.
Call yourself a cyclist.
I knew it. Yes, he had his game face on too. He came in here to play and win. He's looking me, as he's lying to me, he's looking me right in the eye. He's staring into my soul as if
you
to make
are
him.
A rebel.
Wow, that was impressive. Have you done anything near that?
Absolutely not.
No.
You don't know how to ride a bike even.
I don't really ride bikes.
I don't really ride bikes. You're really good.
I'm sorry. Am I the only one that's not disappointed that a stranger didn't draw him a bath in Ontario?
That would have been a beautiful story.
That would have been amazing.
I knew it was a lie though. People are texting, Sam got fooled. That was way too easy. Yep. Not so smart now, are we?
No. Not when it comes to this game. Can't do it all.
All right. Thank you so much for playing along on our text line with To Tell the Truth. We love it.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.